the Comedy Kingdom.
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom. Hail to the realm of mirth. Here's to our queen. May she live in clover. Here's to her subjects. When we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles. Cast aside your blues. Just wear a smile. You will find it's all the style in the Comedy Kingdom.
Of mirth. Long live Queen Elvia!
Hello, and a royal welcome to ye tillers of the soil, the obliging men who are always glad to give you 18 hours to do a day's work. But this session of the Comedy Kingdom is dedicated to farmers. Farmers of all types, intensive farmers, extensive farmers, and pretensive farmers. A good farmer gets out before dawn every day, plows his field, harrows it, smooths it off, and plants it. And the first thing that comes up in the spring is the mortgage. That's one ground cover the farmer can't plow under. Another thing that worries him is pests. These include locusts, boll weevils, and tourists. The only way to get rid of the tourist pest is to spray your fruit trees occasionally with a machine gun. You know, speaking of farmers, I want you to meet Harry Lash. He has a chicken ranch out of town a ways, and the other day he had a terrible explosion. He had fed his chickens some feed that was guaranteed to make them lay or bust. And the roosters got into it, too. But here he is, Harry Lash.
Yowza, Queen Elvia, here I come. Yowza, yowza.
Well, get him. Why the southern dialect all of a sudden?
I just had a drink out of a Dixie cup.
Oh, you're so cute. Look, Harry, you know, I've known you a long time, and this is the first time I'm going to hear you on the air.
You're kidding.
No, I mean it. I've seen you in shows, and I've seen you in pictures. I know your work well, but I've never heard you on the air. Now, I'd like to see you be a big hit here today.
That's very nice of you.
I'd like to see you get out and wow them.
Thanks very much.
When you're through, I'd like to see you make those folks stand up and cheer.
Thank you.
I'd like to see you be a sensation. I'd like to see you.
That's fine talk. You know, Elvia, you shouldn't really talk that way to a guy who's talented. Do you like poems?
And don't tell me you write poetry.
Oh, sure. I write poems, songs, plays.
Well.
I don't send my poems to the publishers anymore. I tear them up myself. And my songs. You know, so many of my songs have landed in the wastebasket. Would you believe it? I get fan mail from janitors. But I got a play that's marvelous. Oh, will you hear this? This is all about a farmer and his son. Now, the first scene takes place in the hayfields of Minnesota. We find an old farmer talking to a son that's been away for a long time. Oh, I forgot to mention the son. You see the son standing there with a paintbrush in his hand. He had just been painting a door black. The farmer says, "Son, you've been away at college now for 4 years, and what have you learned? Can you herd sheep?" The son says, "Pop, you're wrong. It's have you herd sheep?" I can keep you screaming like this for hours. Now, here's where it gets very dramatic. The old farmer, he gets very angry, and he tells his son to go. He says, "Go and never darken my door again." That was wasted. Now, the next scene is beautiful. We find the son on his way to New York looking for work. He goes through many hardships. He tries everything, and he can't get a job. And just as he is about to give up in despair, oh, this is very sad. So am I. He finally lands a job in New York shining shoes. Now, get this picture. On one side of the stage, we find the son hard at work in the east slums of the east side of New York as a bootblack, shining shoes. And on the other side of the stage, we go back to our first and original scene, and we find the farmer working away in the hayfields. Can you visualize this? For the first time in the history of radio, ladies and gentlemen, we take great pleasure in presenting both scenes at one and the same time, making hay while the sun shines.
I want you to meet Loretta Lee, who has spent the last few months on a truckin' farm.
You mean a truck farm, don't you, Queen Elvis?
No, I mean a truckin' farm where they make hay, hay.
Put a little color in your conversation. Add a little holler to your salutation. Join the happy throng today. Sing a song of hey, hey, hey. Now all together, one, two, three. Raise your hand and answer me. And hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 your cares away. If you're 9 or 99, give the world this welcome sign. And hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 your cares away. Round and round, from north to southward. Make hey, hey, the mouth-to-mouth word. Toss your troubles to the sky with this happy lullaby. And hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 your cares away. Raise your hand and answer me, and hey, hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, your cares away. If you're 9 or 99, give the world this welcome sign, and hey, hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, your cares away. Round and round, from north to southward. Make hey, hey, the mouth-to-mouth word. Toss your troubles to the sky with this happy lullaby, and hey, hey.
Kingdom extends a welcome to one of vaudeville's outstanding stars, who became famous as one of that great team, Van and Skink. None other than Gus Van.
Well, there's Tony the Barber. He shaved you so fine, white, filled with the tonsils, with Italian wine. Still the same Tony he was years ago, before he had a lot of dough. Hey, when I read the paper just now, it filled me with disgust. When I read the news, I get the blues. I think my head is a bust. You know what's the matter now? That's goodbye, cow. Oh, you don't know what that means. Well, they make the milk with machines. You don't think that's half so bad. I'm surprised from you. If they make the milk with the machines, what is the cow gonna do? Machinery this, machinery that. I'm gonna write off of my note. You want to live, you want to die, you want to ride, you want to fly. All you do is push the button. What's going to be next? What's going to be next? Machine make you thin, machine make you fat. Put on some of this, take off some of that. What's going to be next? It's what you call a complex. I say to my wife last night, Marie, come on, you scratch my back for me. She take the electric machine from the shelf and say, take this, go scratch yourself. What's going to be next? They take the egg, what's come from the hen, presto, they make it the tricky. They put the egg in a box and then pretty soon it's a come out of cheeky. I'm going to close up at the barber shop because the barber business no pays. And Mr. Gillette is a runner. The WAP is a maker of the safety race. This man, you call him Edison, is spoiling my wife for me. She get fat like a twig in the house. She no work. Everything's machinery. She no cook spaghetti, no make macaroni. She take me to funny place. You push the nickel into the slot. Spaghetti's a pushing your face. Hey, what's it gonna be next? Oh.
You know, we asked Eeny, Meeny, Miney, and Moe to sing something about the farmyard. What do you think they suggested? The old-fashioned swing. Pretty far-fetched, if you ask me, but here it is.
Give me an old-fashioned swing in the evening with the one that I love by my side. Give me an old-fashioned swing in the evening. To the moon up above we will ride. Way up high in the sky, now we're storming. What a thrill in the still of the night. Here we are on a star, now we're falling. Out of breath, scared to death, holding tight. Give me an old-fashioned swing in the evening with the one that I love by my side.
Out of breath and scared to death, holding tight.
Give me an old-fashioned swing in the evening with the one that I love by my side.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Woo-hoo!
Kingdom leaves the subject of farming, let me tell you one thing. Nowadays, on the modern farm, when the traveling salesman asks for a night's lodging, it's the salesman that's taken in, not the farmer.